This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It was a very interesting study done of hedge fund managers and portfolio managers, whereby they were working so hard to acquire money. And as they increased the amount of time they contributed, so 80 hours, 90 hours, 100 hours a week, they actually wanted to give back money to get back their time, because they'd basically pigeonholed themselves and literally reversed any ability to become free. So as a result, they're these incredibly wealthy individuals, and now they've lost all their freedom.
I wouldn't say that they're wealthy. What I would say is that they have money.
They have money. One of the variables.
And I tell people, you know, I get criticized by my definition of wealth, but I think wealth by definition isn't just money, it's abundance. Mm. Abundance in every area of life. Are you abundant in your health? Are you abundant in your relationships? Are you abundant in your finances? Are you abundant in your mental kind of psychology? Or are all these things compromised over imaginary paper that you don't even own, you don't even control, that at any moment can be seized and taken away from you? And it's not only that, but it's also people attach their identities to those things. Yeah. So once you attach your identity to things that are fleeting, if you don't attach your identity to anything that's anchored in truth, anything that's lasting, then you're going to live a quite miserable life.
Mm. When you were going through like your process of how you've become wealthy and what you've learned, what do you think the core skill is that you'd boil it down to?
Belief is a skill. Belief requires so much development, because it's hard to believe things that you can't see. It's hard to believe when you're skinny or overweight that you can have a six pack and that you can have a crazy physique. It's hard when you're poor to believe that one day you can be rich. It's hard to believe when your mama's working a 9 to 5 or 2 jobs that you can actually retire her in a couple years. It's hard to believe these things, but if you can actually sit there and have a conversation with yourself and believe that all things are possible, then everything is possible. Because like I said, it all starts with the mind. And the mind is the controlling factor of everything. The mind is like the steering wheel of your life. And if you can't take control of your mind, somebody else will control it for you. Mm-hmm. And the people that understand how to control minds, mind control is a real thing. Mm-hmm. They understand how to move people with fear, right? We saw it with negativity, with anxiety, with comparison. And once you can take control of your mind and believe that all things are possible, the sky's the limit.
People are becoming more familiar with like traditional media being a scam and, you know, having a decade or 2 decades long of like misinformation. Do you think that there'll be a decline in traditional media and a rise in, I would call it, personal media companies, which is like you, myself, this podcast? Or do you think that pendulum swing will infect it basically and reverse it because these big media companies are so large?
They'll infect it. They'll infect it because it's merely your ability to control technological advancements. Mm. So the radio in the beginning was probably seldom and it was probably wholesome and it was probably good. But over time, it was controlled. Television in the beginning was probably pretty decent in the beginning. You had shows that were probably pretty good. You saw that become corrupted and censored and manipulated over time. You saw it in the beginning of the internet. People had a great time on the internet. Mm. People weren't as censored. People could actually speak their truth. Today, you go on Instagram, you write on a comment, bitch, and that will get deleted, right?
Because of bullying. Skinny or fat.
Yeah, because of bullying, right? So technological advancements initially are kind of waves of freedom. And then eventually they kind of get condensed and censored. So we are in a gap over the next 3 to 5 years where personal brands and these micro communities and these online kind of personas are trending and are popular. Mm-hmm. But eventually, at the end of the day, there's gatekeepers to social media platforms. There's gatekeepers to access of information. And like I said, most people, you know, if they want to learn anything about Luke Belmar, they just go to Google and type Luke Belmar. And they assume that that's true, that that's the reality of Luke Belmar. And it's really just not. It's so far from the truth because it's controlled, it's managed, and it's segmented from truth and reality. So I think right now, yes, absolutely. People fucking hate the media. But what is holding the media from just controlling a ton of individuals at a personal level and running their podcasts and controlling the narrative at an individualistic level under the guise of individualism and personal brand? So you look at, for example, kind of Mr. Beast and his crew, right? They're all individual personal brands. Cool. But who are they managed by? Knight Media. Okay. And who's Knight Media owned by? Disney.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you basically have glorified Disney kids that have contracts that they have to say certain things, that they have to run certain agendas, and they don't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mr. Beast, though. He's cool.
How can you prepare for that as a result? Because you're building your brand and you have to think like chess, right? Two steps ahead, three steps ahead. You get shot down today or tomorrow for what you say and what you do. Like, how do you still get your message out and how should people be preparing for this? Because that's what happened. Happened Tate, happens everyone, happened a lot of the scientists coming out from COVID. They're just gone, right? Wiped off the face of our internet.
I mean, you have to break the internet. You have to break the algorithm. I think Tate did a great job at that, at showing that even algorithms can be absolutely demolished with absolute sheer willpower. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? You know, that's one of these physics questions that are hard to answer. So when you have individuals that want to get their message out bad enough, not because of money, not because of any sort of agenda beyond spreading truth, then it's very hard to censor. I mean, right now, we manage over 3,000 accounts, right? That's all Luke Belmar content. We post a video probably about every 60 seconds. My goal is to reduce that to about once every 5 seconds. So how can you ban that? How can you censor that? It's very hard to censor. Yeah, you may censor a couple pages, main pages. You may run a couple articles and talk down on certain individuals, but with sheer power and sheer numbers, it's unstoppable. There's no algorithm that can break.
Talk me through that. Like, how is that done? And like, what's even the growth of it being as a result?
Over 2 billion views, first year of content.
So let's take a step back because you're a master planner, right? So you're coming on internet scene. You've done a bunch of shit. You know what you're interested in. You know what your values are. How do you approach this?
So the first thing I wanted to do is, you know, I don't get a ton of hate online. Every now and then I get some hate.
You're very balanced.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, my objective was if I'm going to be on the internet, right, and I have a message to spread, I want to be an individual that I'm proud of, right? So a lot of people, they go and create content with facades. They go and create content not being who they are, not showing the reality of their situation, not showing their vulnerabilities. I don't give a fuck. Like I said in the beginning, it doesn't matter what people think. We're all going to die anyway. So I've already accepted this as a reality. So what somebody comments about me becomes insignificant and obsolete the moment I kind of put it into perspective. Mm-hmm. So yeah, dude, I think my main strategy was, first of all, becoming a person that was potentially worth listening to, that I had some ideas or some philosophies that are worth spreading. And people resonate not with me, they resonate with truth. They resonate with what is real. And most people have that ingrained deep down. They were like, oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's not that Luke's a G. It's like, oh no, he's just sharing something that I actually fundamentally truly believe in.
Perspective shifting.
And then on the other side, you have people that kind of get bothered by my comments, and you have people that get bothered by what I believe. And once again, it's because it's a disrupting factor to their current situation. And what I've come to find out is that most people attach their identity to their ideology. Mm. So if you can detach your ideology from your identity and allow people to give you new data sets, allow you to are allowed to probe your thoughts or criticize your philosophies and worldviews, then you should welcome it. And it's a process of self-development.